There's not a lot in this world that scares me. Shit, I've worked with some of the deadliest viruses known to man. But the second the front door opens and I see Lawson fucking Jefferson standing there, a vicious grin stretched across his pompous-ass face, it isn't fear, but terror that strikes through my chest. I think you have something of mine, and I've come to take it back. Lawson's dark gaze is trained on Tia, on my wife. The strength and hope that had been in her eyes a moment before seem to crumble, and she takes a step back like his words are a physical blow. She's already been through so damn much, and even though we all knew this was a possibility, I don't think any of us are ready for what's about to transpire. I'm about to go to Tia, but Emerson and Giles are already there, creating a shield of brawny strength around her. But no amount of muscle will be able to protect her from the wolf that lurks in the doorway. For a long moment, everyone, including Fallon, who never seems to be at a loss of fighting words, is shocked into silence. Lawson takes a step into the house, one brow drawn up as he looks between us, sizing each of us up. He isn't a big man, closer to Huxley's height, with not as much muscle, but he emits power. It radiates from him. I've known men like him my entire life. They take and take without a care of who they're hurting. And from the look in Lawson's eyes, I can tell he's enjoying this, the pain he's about to inflict. But something is odd about the man being here. Other than the two guards he left outside, the man is alone. Not exactly smart, considering he just walked into the house of six men willing to do anything to protect their wife. Technically, Tia belongs to him, bought and paid like property. Not even Alaskan law can protect her from a man like Lawson. And even though I hate that she lied to us, I understand why she did and why she ran. Lawson Jefferson is a snake, a ruthless, devouring predator who will strike at the heart of his prey. But if he came here to take Tia away, to claim her, then where are the police or Salinger's father? He would be here with papers and a warrant if this was an official reclamation. Christina, he says her real name like it's a weapon. You've been a very bad girl, he smirks. It's a good thing that I like a chase. Yes, the man is a predator, but something at the back of my skull warns me that it isn't just Tia who's his prey. At least, not anymore. He wants something. You won't take her without a fight. She's our wife, Fallon growls out, fingers forming into fists at his side. Technically, that's not true, is it, darling? Lawson keeps his gaze rested on Tia, who takes a shaky breath. Our marriage may not be legally binding, she says, tilting her chin at him. But these men are my husbands in every way that matters. His lips curl up into a snarl, and he takes a step towards her. But Fallon catches his arm. Careful, Lawson says, glancing down at where Fallon has a hold of him. I have every intention of making this civil, but I can make this very bad for all of you. I'll go with you. Just leave them alone, Tia says, her voice catching on the last word. Always so damn self-sacrificing. It's both a strength and a fatal flaw, one that keeps getting her into trouble. Tia! Different voices say her name, each has a warning. Each desperate, each willing to sacrifice their own life for her. They love her, all fucking five of them. And because of it, they're blinded to what I see. Lawson isn't here for her. What do you want? I ask, stepping forward. Lawson turns to me, and he steeples his hands in front of his lips. I meet his gaze, unwavering, as an equal. I was raised in his world. And I see the flicker of recognition in his eyes. Bex Montgomery, he says, chuckling. I'd heard rumors that you'd fled to Alaska. How far great men fall. I feel the looks I get from the others and ignore them. They have no idea who my family is, who I really am. It's not a secret, just something I don't like to share. I asked you a question, I say, not wavering. Why are you really here? Because I have a feeling it isn't for Tia.